Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you. We humble our hearts, Lord. We ask for mercy, O God. We ask for forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will stop by, God, and take control. Lord, take control and have your way. In the name of Jesus, send your anointing, Lord God. Touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. Save souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. We're looking to you and we're depending on you, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will speak to somebody's heart through your word. Let your word go out, Lord God, and let it reach many souls, those who are listening, oh Lord, all out in radio land, let a blessing come upon them, Lord Jesus. Save, Lord, heal and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. You are able, Lord Jesus. Go into the hospitals, Lord, and lay your hand on the sick. Raise them up, my God, and if they committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. We know the power is in your hand, Lord. There's nothing impossible. We believe you tonight, and you at your word. We pray, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, Lord. Bless with whatever the blessing they stand in need of. Move, Lord Jesus. Let your glory be revealed in the midst, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you'll remember the bereaved families, Lord. Give them comfort and consolation. Move, Lord Jesus. Help them through this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, not our will, my God, but let your will be done. Help us, Lord, to surrender to you. Help us, oh God, to trust in you with all of our heart. Take away all the doubt, Lord God, and forgive our unbelief, Lord. Help our unbelief. Help us to believe as the scripture says. Take away the drawback spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and give us holy boldness, Lord, that we may go forth and minister according to your will. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. We pray for the backslider, my Lord, asking you to have mercy on their souls. Help them to return unto you, God. Restore their souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We believe you right now.
Yes.
And we are taking you at your word. We count it as done, Lord, and we praise your holy name. We ask it all in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and I'll be reading the eighth number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightiest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the eighth number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And the Lord's name is excellent. Amen. And thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Prayer Works Ministry, with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission holds Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. So if you are in the area, please feel free to stop on by. And we want to continue to pray for the soul family. We are keeping Darnell Williams in our prayer. He's still in the hospital, but the Lord is blessing him. We're praying for the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.D., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, and Katrina Jones has surgery on November the 27th, if it's the Lord's will. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, we're praying for her. Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the Brief Colbreth family, the Brief Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Brief Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and we're praying for those who are requesting prayer at this time, and for those whose names might not be on the prayer list, but you know might need prayer, and you know we're praying for one another, of course. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time, and I'm not sure if the Evangelist Cynthia is on the line, but if she would like to sing a song to the Lord, amen, sis, you are welcome.
If you're happy, oh yeah, and you know it, say amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. When the Spirit falls on you, you can shout hallelujah. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. When the Spirit falls on you and you shout hallelujah, if you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. Happy, happy in Jesus Christ. Happy, happy in Jesus Christ. Happy, happy in Jesus Christ. When the Spirit falls on you and you shout hallelujah, if you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're happy, you know it.
Praise the Lord. Say amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And we thank the Lord for this broadcast. We thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise the Lord. Now, we want to prepare our hearts for the Word of God. Praise God. I just felt that we needed to hear this message on tonight. Glory to God, because a lot of us are being tried. The people of God, we are being tried, and Satan is trying his best to get us to throw in the towel, to give up. But I know that God's grace is sufficient on tonight. It doesn't matter what we're going through. God's grace is sufficient. He has the ability to take us through. So let us prepare our hearts for the Word of God. This time you will be listening to a message that was already in progress.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the word of God. Short, but it was sweet. Glory to God. We thank God. He knows all things, and his grace is sufficient. If we just take him at his word, he will do just what he said he would do. Praise God. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to open the doors to salvation, to give anyone a chance that don't know the Lord to seek the Lord and to give your life unto the Lord while you have a chance. If you need strength, if you need healing, if you have afflictions in your body, the Lord is able to deliver. So let us just turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord and believe God tonight as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for thine anointing. We thank you, oh Lord. We know that your grace is sufficient. We know that you're able to do all things. We know you can heal today. You can save today. You can forgive sins. Look on the souls of men, those that don't know you. Have mercy on them today. Help them to break up their heart and give their life to you that they may receive life. Help today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able. We know you got the power. We are trusting in you today. We pray that you lift heavy burdens. Look on those who are bereaved. Oh, my God, comfort their souls. Continue to strengthen them and make them stronger, oh, Lord, that they may be able to get through their time of bereavement. Help us to stand on the word of God and help us to go through our souls. Keep our minds. Keep us with a mind to stand on the word of God. Look on your people everywhere, those who are being tested, tried, and going through tribulation. We know you're able to take them through, oh Lord. Help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Bless your people everywhere. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch and strengthen and keep them. Help them to go through. Help them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. And my heavenly Father, I pray that you look on us one by one and name by name. Move every way that is not like you. We want to get closer to you. We want to do that which is right and pleasing in thy sight. Help us to serve you with all of our heart and all of our mind and soul. Help us to do the will of Christ. Help us to endure, O Lord. Take us through. Help us to stand our test in these trying times. Yes. Help us, O Lord. We know you're able. We know your grace is sufficient. You told us in your word that your grace is sufficient. And we believe your word. We take you at your word. We pray that you look upon Darryl. We pray that you touch him, O Lord, Darnell. Touch him right now, O Lord. Continue to heal his body. Save him, O Lord. Deliver, Lord. Look on his mother. Save her. Give her a mind to seek your face and call upon your name. Touch your people everywhere. Bless in a special way. Send thine anointing. Send thy word that souls might be delivered. In the name of Jesus, bless us, O Lord, and cause thy face to shine upon us. Make us to be what you would have us to be. Help us to go through. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what we believe you're going to do. We take you at your word today, Lord. Your word is true. It cannot fail, cannot lie. And we thank you in faith, O Lord. We don't see the deliverance, but we thank you and thank Lord. Continue to bless
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
continue
Jesus.
To look on Vincent Cynthia. Continue to bless her. Touch her body, oh Lord. Strengthen her, oh Lord. Look on Sister Cheryl. Encourage her heart the more. Help her to do your will. Look on everyone that is on this broadcast tonight. We pray that you continue to touch and bless. Save, oh Lord. Have thine own way, let thy will be done, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the word of God, and at this time we're going to have remarks from our evangelists, ministers, whoever is on the line, and if you want to call in, you can call 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681-POUND. Praise the Lord. Now we will hear from our evangelists that are on the line. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. Coming through Evangelist Nigel, even though it was preached a while ago, the anointing is still there, talking about God's grace being insufficient. His grace is enough. We don't need anything extra and any insufficiency that's within us. God's grace, it steps in and fills that void. And we might think, like, I can't do it if, you know, I don't have money, or I can't do it because I'm not the best, or I don't have the best, or I'm too much or too little. But his strength is made perfect in our weakness. If
yes.
we go in our own strength, then how can God work in us? Sometimes those things that we view as weaknesses, they're there to help us to be humble or to stay humble, just like it was for Paul. Beautiful, beautiful message. Very encouraging. God's grace is sufficient for us. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful message. Amen. I tell you, we need that message tonight. That's a very timely message.
Yes.
It was anointed, and I can say
yes.
the truth that I felt the
Lord,
anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm a servant. Just trust God and know that his grace is sufficient. No matter what things
Amen.
Look like, what we're going through, his grace is sufficient. Praise the Lord. I thank God. I mean, I felt like I was sitting up in church tonight, in the building. Coming through that message. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God that I got stuff that was family sent to you preaching that message there. But God is good. What we came for in power and in demonstration. And all the points that we heard tonight that were brought out, they were broad and they were straight to the point. So we got to keep doing the will of God. We got to keep on preaching the word of God. We got to be instant, in season, out of season. And no matter what's going on, what kind of tricks the enemy is coming up with, no matter what he's doing, God's grace is sufficient. So let's be encouraged and take God's word in to our own lives. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message on tonight. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Let us take the word of God and live by it, and we will be saved. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else? If not, we thank the Lord for the word of God once again. And my soul is encouraged through hearing the word of God. Although it was preached a while ago, I'm yet thankful for hearing this word again. It's a reminder. The word of God, it comes back to us and it reminds us of what the Lord said. Sometimes Satan tries to take our minds off of the word of God says, but God always has a way to remind us. He is with us. Glory to God, and his grace surely is sufficient for us. So we thank the Lord for everyone that is on the broadcast on tonight, and we pray that the Lord will continue to bless this broadcast and continue to send his word. Praise the Lord. If that's all, we want to remind you that I believe Evangelist Hameen is scheduled to preach on tomorrow night at Christian Temple for the 61st anniversary, church anniversary. Praise the Lord. So let us keep the announcements in mind. God bless you. And if that's all, we say good night. And we look forward to being back here again Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless.